Sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday. Some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another great night here on WGSO 990 AM. I say it's a great night, but for many, tomorrow it's the eve of the day before a bad, sad day for many people. And a happy day for many other people. And, of course, you know what I'm talking about. Tomorrow's hump day. And, you know, some people don't like hump day, you know, because if they're enjoying their week and then along comes hump day, they realize that their great week's almost over. And some people, you know, they're just so happy about hump day because the work week is halfway through. And so, you know, whether you're a hump day enthusiast or a hump day hater, you know, tomorrow is just a day that many people are dreading for that reason alone. It's amazing. For others, they just kind of ignore hump day and kind of go on through their day about it. And, you know, but golly, you know, we can all work together, find a way that we can unify to get through the work week together and make the week even easier and get through a day that some people just would rather forget and others are going to celebrate. And you might see where I'm going with this. You might not. But for me, tomorrow is just another day. It's just another Wednesday, you know, another day in the week. And but tomorrow for me is also going to be a reminder that there is a lot of work that's going to have to be done. There's a lot of talking that's going to have to be done, a lot of convincing that's going to have to be done. But most importantly, tomorrow means the beginning of a new era that we are all going to have to, either lament or celebrate. Hump day, of course, that is. Or, as many other people would want to know or think of tomorrow as being, you know, did y'all ever see the movie Independence Day? Well, tomorrow is part two of Independence Day, if you can imagine. So for my Trump-supporting friends, my hump day supporting friends, and for my, I'm sorry, I said the wrong ump there for a second. I apologize. So for my the hump day supporters, tomorrow is going to be a day that you maybe aren't going to like. And I said that opposite, didn't I? So for the hump day haters, wait, you see, I guess it all gets so confusing when you start thinking about it like that, right? Well, let's put it this way. We have a lot of work to do. Whether you support the middle of the week as being halfway through, or you support the middle of the week as being, you know, that you only got half your work done and you got a lot more to get done. Either way, there's work to do. There's going to be a lot of days left in this week and in the weeks to come to make some things happen, not just for us, but for our country. And this is something that we're going to have to be aware of. So let me speak this way. Everybody knows that I'm definitely a Republican, center-right, if you will, because I think that there's more things that we agree on than not. But the question is going to be, in the next 4 years, are our work days going to be easier, or are they going to be more difficult? Are we going to be able to still get any kind of unifying support, any kind of unifying legislation through? Or for the next 4 years, is it going to be what the Republicans are worried about? Are we just going to get everything shoved down our throats? Is this payback? Or are the messages that we're hearing from the Biden camp to unify this country really going to come to fruition? Or, again, is it the dreaded hump day where we don't know what's going to be happening for the rest of the work week, and we're dreading it already? It might not be the greatest analogy, but I've got friends on both sides of the fence. I spoke to a friend yesterday that I would never have imagined voted for Biden. And they are a huge Republican, but they were just so tired of hearing Trump's anger, his meanness. He's so mean. He's not presidential. Well, for the Republican friends of mine, is the bad attitude that Trump gave you worth the economic decisions or the lack of unity that may be coming at us? Or are you optimistic about the rest of the work week? Of course, the analogy is tomorrow's inauguration day and the rest of the week being the rest of his term. Are you positive about, are you happy that, well, you just don't have to hear an angry man. You don't have to hear Orange Man getting mad. And thereby, is that going to make it easier to swallow policies, left wing, left sided policies? Is it going to make it easier to swallow those just because they're not being done by Orange Man that speaks mean or abrasive? Or are you going to be somebody that can't stand the policies that are going to happen in the next 4 years? Or are you just so willing to be complacent just to have a politician back in office? Or is it something that, well, you're just confident about Biden's policies that you're going to be comfortable with whatever they are? Everyone knows, as I'll repeat again, while I stand on my Republican ideologies, I'm always looking for common solutions, things that unite us truly. But in the last couple weeks alone, we've heard some very ununifying speech that's dividing us more than uniting us in just the last couple weeks. You don't have to agree with everything going on to spot it, nor do you have to agree with it to sound reasonable. From both sides, I think that there are ways to agree or disagree, or we should be allowed to agree or disagree without having to worry about what somebody says about us. And so the narrative that is being spread that, you know, if you were ever associated with Trump, a Trump supporter, voted for Trump, like Trump, ever mentioned in the last 4 years that you like something that Trump did, that you're going to be shut down. You're going to be silenced. That's not right either. So for my Democrat friends that absolutely hate Trump, or you're unhappy with what Trump might have done, is the hate worth the policies that are getting ready to show up on our front doors? Again, I've got Republican friends that are hating Trump, just disgusted with him. They blame the Capitol riots on him, even though it's more of the narrative. I know. I will have Democrats who hear this, who see me in public, say, "Oh, you know, Trump caused those." I'm gonna have Republican friends that tell me that. But I've listened to that speech over and over again. But I've listened to the narratives as much. And it's the narratives that are more, even convinced me that Trump did that. But because I listened to the Trump speech, I know it's not. My point is, we are going to have to find things that we can unite on in the next 4 years to be able to get things together that benefit everybody in America. And stay tuned after the break with more of me, William Wallace, for America here on WGSO 990. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036. All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. Before I bring on our first caller in here, you know, I want everybody to remember, you know, you heard on the break, Rhino Web Studios, but I'd absolutely love for you to go give them a call. If you're in need of a website, need of any SEO type of work, Google, stuff like that, give Rhino a call. They're actually really good people, they stand for Right Here in New Orleans, by the way, and I'd love for you to give them a call. Captain Black is on the line. Captain, how are you doing today, my friend?
Good evening and happy early hump day.
I love it there. How you like that one, huh?
It's pretty good, pretty good. I think that, you know, the calls for unity, you know, of course, that's the proper thing for elected officials or soon-to-be elected officials, however you define it,
yeah,
to utter. But the commentary that we're hearing throughout the ranks of that particular ideology is anything but unifying. So we'll have to see. And you know how I, in moments like these, always refer to history. Well, the history of black moderates like Dr. King and black so-called militants like Malcolm X, there wasn't a whole lot of unity coming from the Democrats who were president for these two men. And granted, Dr. King met with JFK and Dr. King met with LBJ, but he was also actively surveilled by the whole alphabet soup under JFK and LBJ. And I just can't help but wonder, as National Guardsmen are being vetted and as internet influencers, if you will, from the president on down are being deplatformed, I'm just wondering, what will the shape of unity look like? Is it going to be Jim Crow 2.0, where you experience not ethnic discrimination, but ideological discrimination? Or are they going to back off after the inauguration? I don't think so.
You don't think
reasonable people are going to be reasonable toward each other, but we're seeing very unreasonable actions from members of their coalition. And I really don't think that with their person in office, that these particular factions of their own accord are going to back off from being unreasonable. And just think, 4th of July, Flag Day, pro-life rallies, what type of institutional response will these events have from law enforcement or even federal agents who are now being told, you need to monitor these people? These people are now potential homeland security risk. And if you think it's hyperbole, once again, members of the United States Army who happen to be in the National Guards of the respective states are being vetted right now by the FBI for extremist connections. And when we say extremist, we don't mean people with funny hoods on their heads. It could be, you might have a subscription to a Turning Point USA chapter on your social media, and you will be booted from that detail.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, they had the guy on GoDaddy that just lost his website hosted because his website was AR15.com. And
it reminds me.
What's that?
Oh, I said it reminds me of my grandparents were school teachers during the Jim Crow era. I mean, obviously, they grew up in it too. You couldn't say you were an NAACP member because of George, according to the great state of Georgia, that was a subversive organization.
Really?
So, yeah. I really don't think we want to, regardless of how you feel about the NAACP, the point is no organization that has never harmed anybody in its entire history should find itself on some sort of exclusion list if you happen to be a member. I mean, this, to me, again, if history is any indication, if the past is any heads up on the immediate future, we could see people being told, well, Bob, we'd really like to hire you, but you were a member of the Young Republicans when you were in college.
Right, exactly.
And they're
already making those kind of associations, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not me being divisive I try to reach out to everybody on both sides. This is just showing what's actually been happening. And what's sad is that when you look at that, there are people on that are more to the left that mm-hmm. are praising this kind of action. They're going, well, this is great. We've been wanting to get Republican speech or Republican talk or
Absolutely.
Republican agendas or conservative agendas out of the public as long as we can. This is fantastic.
I mean, Bill, now, when you and I grew up, many of the same type of person leading leftist organizations or, in some cases, leading multi-billion-dollar social media empires are the types of guys who were laughed at, who were picked on, who weren't taken very seriously. But in this new digital world, they hold the keys to the kingdom. And that level of insecurity and that level of fragility is driving this type of Stalinist action against people's free associations and associations, incidentally, that have no credible indication of criminal or terrorist connection.
And I've got friends, I did a show, you know, last week on the First Amendment, and I have friends that are on the right, far right, or middle right, or center right, or whatever you want to put it, you know, that are outraged by the, you know, taking down or the loss of our freedom of speech. And I actually, you know, against some of the things that they might say, when I pointed out that, hey, look, Facebook and Twitter are public private companies that can do what they want. I might not be, I don't agree with it, I don't like it, but they are indeed private companies. And however, in that centrist view, you know, I'm still talking to those my Democrat friends and saying, look, you know, you might think that right wing, and that's the narrative, because really they're coming out not even against far right, they're coming out against
The Rotary Club Republicans.
Exactly.
The Kiwanis Club Republicans.
They're coming out against they're coming out against the average American who just wants to have their Christian values, wants to have their gun rights, wants to have their freedom of speech. But by galvanizing that side that says, hey, take it down. Anybody who voted for Trump needs to be. And they look, I've heard the video several times. There are Democrats saying that Republicans should be in re-education camps.
Oh, absolutely.
And they are praising the taking down of free speech. You know, that's what I want to reach out to my friends that are Democrats and say, look, guys, you know, you might like that now, but if and when the pendulum swings the other way, you're not going to like it if the far right says, well, we should silence those leftists over there.
But they're going to end up with regulated social media.
Correct.
For no other reason than social media has now become the equivalent of what direct mail used to be, of what political ads on TV and radio used to be. And it's going to have to be regulated because someone's going to make the case, and I wish the Trump administration had, that you just simply can't have one political party's views during an election cycle being the only views that are showed on the internet using federally regulated communications mediums. The hard wire, the actual, if you want to call it the ether, the air itself, but the broadcast are going across. I mean, it's going to have to be regulated.
Oh, and Captain, this is something I've been wanting to say, and I'm glad you brought this up, you know, or glad you helped remind me of it, which is, you know, it's no different than when you're a kid and you've got a brother or two brothers and they're fighting over something, and the parent steps in and says, all right, guess what? I'm taking it away from both of you. Nobody gets to play. It's the same thing. You know,
and
if everybody starts fighting. Whoa, let me finish real quick. So if everybody's fighting over whose speech is better than the others, who should be heard, who should be regulated, who should be heard, or whose is worse than the others, the government eventually gets the power to step in and say, you know what? I get to regulate it now. And nobody wants that, because once government comes in with regulations, everybody loses. Correct.
That's why your senators never voted against it, because who was one of their biggest sponsors?
Talk to
social media.
Social media.
I mean, so I would tell people the reason why we have integrated public accommodations now, which are private businesses, is because of an expansive interpretation of the Interstate Commerce Clause. We will see the internet equivalent of that interpretation in our lifetimes and probably in a few years, simply or less, because it's going to have to happen.
Captain, hang on to that thought. Sure. After the break, I'm going to bring you back on. Everybody else, stay tuned with me, William Wallace, here on WGSO 990 AM. And, of course, you can always hear me on my podcast, William Wallace for America, on all the iHeart, iTunes, all the other podcast players.
At Augie's and Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Officials cut the ribbon today on the first of three phases in the $183 million I-10 widening project. State Department of Transportation Secretary Sean Wilson says they widened a stretch from LA 347 at the intersection of I-10 all the way to the Atchafalaya Basin to three lanes.
So westbound, you have three lanes from when you get off the basin, and eastbound, you have new lanes from 347 back to the base. Total reconstruction of that entire 2.7, 2.8 mile stretch.
The project also included two roundabouts and drainage improvements, and New Iberia police are looking for a motive after two 16-year-olds apparently shot and killed each other at close range. New Iberia Police Sergeant Daisha Hughes says they don't know if the teens knew each other, and both were declared dead on the scene Sunday night. She says the community is both saddened and angry and want answers.
How did they get the hold of the guns? Where were the parents? People are angry with the parents as well, wanting to know, you know, where were they and how did they not know that their kids had guns?
LRN.
Are you a policyholder affected by Hurricanes Laura or Delta? I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan, and I'd like to help you navigate the recovery process. At the Louisiana Department of Insurance, we want you to know about your rights as a policyholder. You may have already filed a claim and received a payment from your insurance company. But should you discover additional damages or costs to repair your home or other property, you have the right to ask your insurance company for additional relief. The Louisiana Department of Insurance can guide you through the claims process and help you understand your rights as a policyholder. So if you have questions, call us at 1-800-259-5300 or go to ldi.la.gov. I'm Commissioner Jim Donlan, and that number again, 800-259-5300 or ldi.la.gov. If you need us, we're ready to help.
Governor John Bel Edwards will attend the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden representing the Bayou State. Brooke Thornton has more.
Edwards traveled on Monday to Washington, D.C. to attend Wednesday's inauguration. He issued a statement on Twitter referring to the attack on the Capitol almost 2 weeks ago, saying, "After great darkness comes the light." Edwards says he's proud to represent the state at the historic event, along with 174 Louisiana National Guard personnel who are there to support the peaceful transfer of power. He says they are our nation's unsung heroes and real patriots. So far, there has not been any violence at the state capitol in Louisiana. However, the building will be closed Wednesday out of an abundance of caution. I'm Brooke Thorington.
And State Police Trooper Jeremy Price says 69-year-old Clarence Griffin of A. Meat is dead after a head-on collision in St. Helena Parish.
The other vehicle, it was occupied by a driver as well as a 16-year-old passenger. Both of them sustained serious injuries. They were transported to local hospitals. They're being treated at this time.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner and tell them William Wallace sent you.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036. All right, everybody, welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM studio here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And look, before I bring Captain Black back on, you know, you guys keep hearing me talk about Parkview Historic Hotel, and I'd love for you at least to go by and take a look. That way, if you've got friends or family coming in and you want to put them up someplace, that's the place to put them. Or if you just want to happen to have a place for a date with your wife for the weekend, you know, staycation kind of thing, it's awesome. But check them out. Go on their Facebook page, like their page, and check them out. I'd appreciate it. I know they would too. Captain Black, my friend, are we in trouble, you think, for the next 4 years? I mean, look, this is – I want people to look you up, by the way. What's your Facebook page for people to check you out?
American Cougar USA.
American Cougar USA. I'd like for people to not only, you know, check you out and check out what you've got to say – but really get a feel for you. That way they can kind of see where you're coming from when we talk about the things we're talking about. You know, I like to tell people, look, my values and ideologies are on the right, but I'm not so far right that I can't see the benefits of some of my friends speak of on the left. Not that I want to be a leftist or agree with leftist policies, but, you know, things like, for instance, helping other people, you know, while they might be pushing it through a Medicaid, Medicare system, I believe in helping other people by creating policies that gives everybody an equal chance, equal opportunities. And I just think that there can be legislation that takes ideology out of it in such a way that everybody prospers and that we can help everybody. What say you on that?
It would be nice. But to reference what you asked me initially, in the deepening trouble that we find ourselves in, everything is going to be ideologically driven and only in one direction, not a double standard where you compare and contrast between the, you know, the ideology you don't like versus the one you do like. There's only going to be one standard. Whatever compromises that the incoming administration makes with the current left, that's going to be it.
And look, no pun intended here, but ideologies spark fires, and the fires burn hot, and it gets a lot of people taking notice of them. And what happens is, instead of, you know, people tend to fire, squirrel, you know, they tend to catch on or start watching the fire instead of looking at the facts that can create policies that will help everybody in America prosper, whether you're, you know, the transgender left wing or the, you know, super far right Christian right wing. You know, if you stop following the ideologies that pull you in those directions and you start looking at true solutions, true ideas that help our country and help everybody prosper, those are things that I want everybody to focus on instead of the ideologies.
And I agree. But you've had a group of zealots who everything they talk, everything they breathe is narrative and ideology. Very few universal solutions, more you will bow down, you will submit, you will be dominated. Now,
and wait, Kemp, hold that thought for a second. So, and what I want to take that arrow that you just pulled out of your quiver, and I want to point it in the direction of some of the narratives that we've been hearing in just the last week. For instance, you brought up before the break the National Guard. And if you listen to the narrative that they're saying, that they're putting out there is, well, you know, the National Guard is primarily white males, and most white males voted for Trump. Therefore, the National Guard that's out there protecting Joe Biden really isn't going to protect him because there are Trump supporters.
But, well, you know why I'm laughing about that?
Why?
Because with the election numbers that we saw, clearly a number of white men voted for Biden. Now, I don't know how that's possible. You know, yeah. I have friends who try to explain it. But no, when you're going to go ahead and just stereotype, not just your military, but your citizen soldiers. These are men and women who have offered themselves to serve in times of need and leave their careers and jobs and businesses to do so. So it's sort of a pimp slap, not just a slap, but a pimp slap in the face.
Right.
Because they had to pass background checks in order to get into the Army Guard in the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, it's
a logical check, not necessarily a security check. It's like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, yep. So he's got a Trump picture.
Oh, we can't have him at that inauguration.
Oh, no. MAGA hat. Gotta go.
Oh, MAGA. Yep. We saw it on his Facebook. Facebook took it down. But see, that's the thing. While there's people on the left who hate Trump so much, the vitriol for the right, the vitriol for conservative values, you know, that they're excited that, you know, that they get to have, that they get again, rid of them.
But you have a group of powerless people who could not on their own achieve this. This is what they've been waiting for, because this is what they've been fed. Vote for us, and we're going to punish those mean, confident, successful, conservative, American-loving, patriotic, Jewish and Christian people who you just despise but could never get the upper hand on. Now, that's a bad, to be honest with you. For political coalitions, that's pretty pathetic, but that's what we got.
And I still I'm still reaching out to those people to say, look, you know, this is, we could all work more together on freedoms and liberties for everybody to make it an equal playing ground for everybody in our country. If we stop pointing fingers, you know, if one group stops pointing fingers at the other group, well, there it's their fault. And I think if everybody stops saying that the other person's wrong, and you start listening to people more, you might find some ideas. Like, look, I don't want three bathrooms to choose from, but that doesn't mean that. Just because I don't want to have a his, a hers, and a whatever, or a his, a hers, a transgender, or allow, you know, people who associate with a male today or associate with a female today be able to go into the little girl's bathroom, I'll never necessarily agree with that. But then I also will say that's their freedom and liberty if that's what they choose to be or what they want to be, as long as we can agree that, hey, look, you know, we shouldn't mix these two together. And I think if the moment we start recognizing each other's freedoms and recognize each other's liberties and respect those instead of trying to take them away, we might find common ground where we actually are able to find things that we can help each other on, promote our own freedoms and liberties.
And if tempers cool and voices lower, then that is the desired path.
But what I'm... But
right now, not very likely, but definitely in the future, hopefully.
So right now, though, I want, you know, more people to, instead of noticing, and this is speaking to the people that might disagree with me, instead of saying, hooray, we've got our guy, we got rid of Orange Man that has a bad attitude, we got our way, and our guy is going to promote our agenda, and we are going to win with our agenda, instead of saying, I want them to simply say, look, you know, you might like the victory for now, but the pendulum's going to swing the other way, because if the Democrats try to shove, and I'm going to air quote it, I'm going to say it with emphatic passion or an emphatic tone of voice, if they're happy that they're going to be able to shove an agenda down the Trump people's throat, then if the winds shift and the pendulum swings the other way, you know, you don't want the other side to do the same thing to you. But if we, the people, can unite on some things right now and find our common solutions and find things that look, it might just be one or two things that we can agree on. But if we have some mutual respect, more people get freedom, more people get liberty, and more people win.
And guess what? And it also means less people are fighting each other and fewer people are driven to extreme behavior.
Exactly.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
Right. And that's...
if we choose that.
Yeah. And again, for my Republican friends, look, I get it. I, you know, I have conservative values. I have Christian values. I'm pro-Second Amendment. You know, I'm that guy. But I'm also that guy that says, look, you know, I'm a businessman too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I recognize that in business, I can't, you know, just because I might get a customer buy something from me, I can't, you know... basically push everything on them, because then I don't win. I don't sell more business to them. I don't get referrals. If I, air quote, win, you know, and push things on them, I don't get more business out of them. It's just a business tactic. But when you find ways to appease more people, you don't have to give up your beliefs to do so. You're going to find that you're going to bring in more business.
Well, in 2 years, we've got to work to bring things to the center where the type of consensus you're talking about is going to be found. Because if not, the sledgehammer that some people are so happy with as being smashed down on Republican heads will be the same sledgehammer that will be used on Democratic heads, because governments do not give up sledgehammers.
All right, Captain, I got to take a break. I'm going to bring you back after the break here, WGSO 990.
At Augie's and Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow, and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, everyone, back to William Wallace for America here at WGSO. And once again, look, I always like talking about my supply, my sponsors and people contributing to my show. Signet Landing is another one over in the West Bank. If you have not been to Signet Landing, they also do swamp tours, by the way, and you can go visit them over on the West Bank in West Wego, Louisiana, and you can get a great, great New Orleans-style meal in a historic building sitting on the bayou on the back porch overlooking the bayou with, it has all the shrimp boats in there, and that's where they get all their shrimp and their fish coming right off the bayou, literally 10 yards off their back patio. You need to check them out, Signet Landing on the West Bank, and I appreciate go there and tell them hello and maybe get a swamp boat tour. Captain, so Captain, are we going to be able to get through this? Do you think that do we have to wait 2 years, or do you think that there's a way to reach out to more people that we can, or do we have no chance at all at getting anything from our side through, or do you think that we have a chance of reaching across to the other side to show them the true way to get freedom and liberty for everybody is by stop listening to the narratives and start listening to each other?
Well, it's got to be among reasonable people. It can't be among zealots. It can't be among the political class of either side. It's got to come from regular people and maybe a few well-known people. Otherwise, all we're going to have is governance by narrative and retaliation, because obviously people with fragile egos have felt for 4 years that they just have been so harmed. And let's be very candid. Particularly, let's narrow down two groups, Never Trumpers, and I'm glad, I'm good with people having their own opinions, but you say you're a conservative, you say you don't agree with the president because of his demeanor, his background, okay. But you vote for Joe Biden, whose professed platform, at least, has been 180 in the other direction, which you say you believe. Black people, you vote for a president who, we're not even going to his decades of racist comments, but who said that he's going to make 12 million illegal aliens American citizens, which means they'll be able to vote. You've only been able to vote since the Voting Rights Act of 1965. You had the largest number of elected congressmen during the Clinton administration until reapportionment quickly came afterward. What will be the future of your electoral and your employment statistics in districts where you become even more of a minority? These are questions that these two groups obviously should have thought about before they engaged in the courses they did, but these are questions that are going to be forced upon them in the first term of this administration.
And it's funny, you keyed into something that you've brought up with me before in private conversation, to make people even more of a minority, bringing in illegal immigrants, while there's many people on the left, and look, on the right too. I mean, everybody has their own reason. I mean, I've got lots of conservative friends that are very pro-immigrant.
Chamber of Commerce wants cheap labor, and quite frankly, they don't want to deal, and I'm just going to be candid with you, and I've been a Republican, for a long time. Mm-hmm. They don't want to deal with black demands and black business people. Let's just be very frank. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got La Raza, who says, hey, we don't want to deal with anybody. And the Democratic Party that brings in Latinos, as they're doing by the millions, have decided that they're tired of dealing with black people's issues. Again, 1964, 1965, Civil Rights Act, Voting Rights Act, they feel like they've done all they can do, and they're bringing in a new minority that's more palatable to them. This is the truth.
So when they bring in this new minority, it makes blacks even be more of a minority, which gives them less of a vote, gives the illegal alien people more of a voice. It gives them more bargaining power, and the class and the group that fails or gets hurt the worst, you're saying is the black
first
population.
Americans while black, and then Americans while white, because I know the Chamber of Commerce on the right and then liberals on the left never think they're going to be displaced from their comfortable positions. So that's why they encourage these policies, because they feel it's going to be more profitable for them. You know, cheaper labor, you know, an electorate that can't keep beating them over the head with slavery and Jim Crow. Okay. Let's see how it works out for
them. And my feeling is this, you know, right now at a time when there's less jobs for Americans who've been here, I don't want to be uncaring. Look, I'm all about people coming here and coming to our country and immigrating here legally, becoming a citizen legally, mm-hmm. and doing it in a way where they integrate into our society. I'm not telling them, look, I don't expect anybody to give up their ideologies. I also don't expect immigrants to give up their found, you know, where they're from or their, you know, their heritage. I don't expect that either, but we all have to come together as Americans to be able to keep this country together, because whether your idea
the key.
What?
Coming together as Americans. It's not really been proven that the policies are bringing in a lot of people, because if they were so interested in being Americans, William, then they would have learned the language. They would have not said, well, we're going to go to majority black cities and we're going to displace them. I mean, again, this is what's happening. And it's not even Republicans talking about this. You've got black nationalists who would never vote for Trump, you know, never vote Republican, saying the same thing. Because if you're not bought body and soul by the Democratic Party, then some of these policies have clear negative implications for the black community.
Well, and again, if we don't find ways to put America first with immigrants, with blacks, with Trump supporters, with Democrat supporters, and put America first and find all the things that we can, you know, look, America is more than a belief system. It's more than a country. It is a place with rules and laws that benefit everybody. It's got an economy. It's got a system that everybody can benefit here. Everybody in this country can make it and succeed. And if we start attacking it in all these different areas, we're going to lose it, and nobody is going to be able to prosper except government, which will take over and regulate everything and say, all right, we're in control now, and, you know, everybody else, good luck.
And as some would say, if you look at the Capitol, that's exactly what you're seeing right now. Some would say. Others will say that's security. Others will say, well, that's the shape of things to come. I mean, I agree with you.
All right.
All of our different groups combined create the fabric of the American body politic.
Captain,
we should work towards solutions to help everybody, but that does not seem to be where we're at now. Listen to William Wallace. He's got the answers.
Captain Black, thank you so much, man. Go to your Facebook page, American Cougar, right?
Absolutely. American Cougar USA on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, my friend. Have a great night. Thank you very much for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate it. All right, everybody else. And look, as for me, you can find me on William Wallace for America on not only Facebook and Instagram, Wallace for America on Twitter. You can listen to my podcast. I do a lot of podcasts when I'm not on the air. And that's on iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher. That's William Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S for America. And look, I'd like for you to go to some pages and like some Facebook pages. Send them a message that you heard about them from my show. I really appreciate it. These are people like Rhino Web Studios. Go like their Facebook page. Send them a message. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show. Signet Landing is another one. Golden Guns is a business in Slidell. You know what they sell. Classic Cleaners is a great cleaner in Metairie. Parkview Historic Hotel, like their Facebook page. Augie's restaurant over on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. And Double M Feed for all your garden needs. thank you so much for letting me get that out. Go like their pages and just check them out. Even if you like their pages, it helps out everybody. We're helping everybody in the community for more people to come together to keep our country great and get through any hard times and find some unity in the next 4 years where everybody can prosper, not just one side's ideologies, but where everybody can prosper. Follow me, William Wallace for America, next Tuesday here at WGSO 990. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter, and that's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge, January 8th, Leo Nocentelli, January 15th, School of Rock, and January 22nd, Glenn David Andrews. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to fridaysfromthefunkyuncle.com. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.